Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Thank you, Herb Lawrence. Thank you, Rick Camp. Thank you, Lawrence Holmes, for allowing me and Anthony Herron, me being Matt Spiegel, him being Anthony Herron, allowing us to be here for the last couple hours. Been fun. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. Anthony, a pleasure.
Fun. Hopefully not the last time.
Number 33 on my list of co-hosts since June.
Number 33 right here.
2009.
The Scottie Pippen of co-hosts.
See, I went Tony Dorsett.
I like Dorsett. Only ninth on the list?
Yeah,
ninth. That surprised me.
Ninth on the list of all-time 33s. Kareem, number one.
Yeah, I would think so.
Larry Bird, number two.
Did we ever confirm Shaq's number?
See, Shaq was listed there as the third best 33 all-time, and yet he was 32.
He was 32. It was tough to be 33 when you never wore it.
And 34 is a Laker.
Yeah, he was not 33.
He must have been at some point at LSU, maybe? At LSU 33?
No, no. Hey, I thought partner number 33, you guys like peas and carrots. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Super Bowl discussion, obviously. I'm excited about it. We're going to get into it full tilt today. And I also shared a penchant for double-digit jerseys, A-Train.
What were your numbers?
Yeah, 33. And then when there were injuries, guard, I'll take the 55 if it was good enough for Doug Buffone. Yep. It was good enough for me. Yeah, they just look cooler.
It does.
Shaq was 33 at LSU and on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, of course.
Well, that's why it wasn't memorable.
Ooh, he was
at LSU for just over a year.
Yeah.
Who wants to
Cubs right-hander Bill Bonham wore 33. Mr. Boneham! Jesse Rogers. Didn't know how to pronounce the name years back.
Yeah, Boneham. There's no
Mr.
E
Boneham
in the middle. Right? Oh, that's unfortunate for all involved.
Spiegs, have you seen, did you watch any of the NFL films recaps of past Super Bowls? I watched Super Bowl IV the other day because I needed a Hank Stram fix.
I did not, but we played a healthy amount when I was in for you the other day. Just like that made Hank Stram a star to epic levels.
Oh,
I'm convinced it's what kept him broadcasting well past his prime.
The whole manipulating the ball down the field.
Yes. The first mic'd up star.
I think he
might have been. Coach, pump one in there.
The 64 toss, power, trap. Is that the one?
64 is a completely different play. Come on, Anthony.
Do you remember who scored the touchdown on 65 power? 65 toss, power, trap. Come on, Spiegs. No, come on, Spiegs. Punch it in. From 6 yards out.
It was a running back.
Yes, it was. Mike Garrett.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Current USC
athletic director. Or at least he was until relatively recently. I don't know if he still is the AD there. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Off the top of my head. Well, he's not now.
Pac-12.
He's not right now. I don't know. Okay. I'm trying to remember the.
Where's your condom at, Parksy?
I don't know.
You're free balling it.
Can you hear a difference already?
Do you want a tiny one?
Free. I haven't noticed it yet. No, I haven't.
Pick a color, any color.
But I will.
Thank you.
Free
my mic condom was taken from the drawer over there, so I didn't have
those
one.
Those aren't very. Look at those.
I know. Those
are the anti magnums.
Those are not for her pleasure. Those.
I resemble these. It's perfect.
Wrap up an acorn.
Yeah.
Crab
you guys
dip.
Keep talking, please, while I put my mic muff on. Jesus.
While you assemble your microphone.
Hold on. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, Radio.com, Sports Station. I'll be back in 5 seconds.
All right, great. The crab dip, a hit. It's quite delicious.
Tangy. A little tangy.
Yeah.
What's in there?
It's a very simple recipe. It's Alaskan king crabs. I don't ever mess with the jarred stuff. That's garbage, and it smells real fishy.
Good
so
job.
It's Alaskan king reds. They were on sale for $20 a pound at Jewel.
The guy brings out some fresh crab legs.
Oh, yeah.
These just came in. I got to give them to you guys.
Wait till later. Cream cheese and cocktail sauce and a few splashes of Worcestershire and a little bit of garlic. Yeah.
It's Worcestershire, but you like Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
How do you pronounce it?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
It's true.
How do you pronounce it, Anthony?
I try not to.
You don't.
Yeah. My wife's from New England.
What do you
say? She says it a bunch of ways.
Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire.
Nope.
The thing is, there's a town in New England, in Massachusetts, called Worcester.
Worcester, W-O-R.
It's not spelled like that at all, though.
No, it isn't spelled like that.
C-E-S-T-E-R.
Is it spelled the same?
Yeah, the town.
Ah, boy.
So the town is named after the sauce.
But it's pronounced completely differently from it.
I think they're both after something in English.
Oh.
Yeah.
All I know is it goes good in that crab meat dip. Yeah.
Tasty.
Glad it was a hit. You know, I like to make food for people. That's you can always just go by a drive-through. You can go to, you know, buy something someone else made. Making food for people communicates a message to me. I love you. So I want to cook for you. I want to make this for you. So Super Bowl Sunday is coming up, and I won't see any of these guys. So I express my affection in the form of crustaceans and cream cheese.
You sure you're not Jewish? Are you positive?
Exactly.
I guess the shellfish did kind of give it away.
Right. But it's the same
but
thing.
But it's the same thing.
It's like, the gist of it,
yeah. Baby blues, by the way.
Bubby made a kiss.
I've never looked at you from this angle before. I'm looking up at you a little bit right now, sitting here. You got like some piercing eyes going on. I've never noticed
that. Beautifully put.
The eyes are the color of your mic condom.
That must be it.
That's
gonna make me blush, Anthony.
Love is blooming in multiple directions.
Love
here.
Out there all of a sudden. I get really uncomfortable with folks start talking about love. It's
like
a deeper look into Mac's soul.
Yeah, well, Danny's talking about how he's kind of intimidated on the TV show with you, and I've said similar things about your complexion. Your skin is just so very perfect, man.
I showed up late right back to STL the other night. They're like, hey, you got to throw a bunch of makeup. I was like, why? My parents handled it for me. I'm not too worried about it. You know, I just roll in at the last second.
Just like everything that you project on television are the things that I'm insecure about. Like your tie knot, perfect. Your shoulders are very broad.
He looks like he's played a sport before.
Yeah, exactly. It's a sports show with an athlete. I hate being on him.
Genetics, Pee Wee. I mean, what are we supposed to do with that?
And then he's off the show, and I'm secretly like, yes. And they replace him with Shea Pepler Cornett.
That does not help at all.
No. Are you kidding? I'm like, where's Anthony when I need him? And then this Sunday, after the Super Bowl, it'll be the highest rated final word in like 4 years because we're on after the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
It's Shea, Anthony, and Nate. So now
you said like they're getting past the Ravens.
Did I sound like that?
Just like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm speaking just like that.
What a nightmare.
I'm showing up with a paper bag.
I hope it's lots of Super Bowl coverage.
It should be.
After the Super Bowl.
I doubt we'll be talking Bradley.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You
sometimes
never know.
There might be a reporter at a remote location with some odd contribution. What?
Max,
it's called the final
show.
Word. I want to hear guys debate things.
Yeah.
That's what the
maybe
the title
a little
of the show.
Less topics and just allow us to talk.
Yes.
Is that what we're thinking?
Yak it up a little bit. Exchange ideas.
Bring that up to the powers that be. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, actually, this past week, first two segments, all Kobe.
Okay.
And they wanted to do only one at the beginning, and we lobbied for the whole show, and we settled in on the first two segments of Kobe discussion.
Yeah.
So, we're gently prodding them, I think, in that direction. But I don't need Bradley Braves highlights personally, but I'm sure there are some people who do.
How many Super Bowls have you been to?
I've only been to one.
Okay.
I've gone for media coverage for Bacteria Row a dozen, maybe 15 times, but only been to one. That's Bears and Colts, Super Bowl 41. But that's it. I like being at home with my wife.
Yeah.
We I'd go to a party for a pregame, but I like being at home. I got my spreadsheet out there, man. As soon as Chris Jones makes his first tackle, check, there's one, because I got all these prop bets going.
Oh, you are going to have a lot of props.
Yeah, I don't trust the game very much. It's too tough to call, so I'm gonna throw a ton of glimmer at the propositional wagers.
Do you need a spreadsheet, though? To keep track of them all.
That's what I call it.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Just a legal pad.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of the tightest lines in a recent Super Bowl, right? It's 1.5, right?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there just a pick'em just a couple years ago? I'm terrible at, memory. But, yeah, this is Chiefs by 1.5. It's a proverbial coin flip. Do you have a strong lean? Do you have a pick?
Not a strong lean. I mean, I'm picking Kansas City. But it's not strong. I won't be surprised at all if San Francisco pulls it off. I think there's so much momentum that's built to this point. It feels like we're working towards the coronation of Pat Mahomes as the greatest quarterback in the game
It's hard to imagine anything slowing down that offense after you watch them have trouble and be down 24-0, and then have trouble again and be down against Tennessee,
and
they just explode
both games,
they
and
just
then
explode and do whatever the hell they want to do.
Turns into the Dubs, they're the Golden State Warriors.
And
all of
keep
sudden,
the ball away from them. That's the whole thing. I mean, if the 49ers can play keep away, that's why it's so tough to call a coronation for Mahomes and a coronation for me for what I believe to have been a great year in the NFL, a clean year, not as much off the field nonsense as in past years. We had Ray Rice to start one year. We had the Colin Kaepernick debate to start the following year. Then you had, what was it, that year when there were everybody was dropping like flies. Some of the most marquee players in the game went down in September.
No, you're right.
Last year it was the roughing the passer penalty we were all screaming about the entire month of September.
And this was
a good year.
And I got to say, this matchup is so interesting and compelling to me strategically and just with many of the storylines and the talent there. It's like I find it endlessly interesting, just the actual game stuff. Which is enough. So on this week where everybody's on Bacteria Row kind of searching for angles and like desperately looking for storylines, I don't really need them. Like we sat here and was like, you know, we could just talk about the game
for a while. Let them play.
Pretty cool.
Have you been at the side of the game very frequently?
Yeah, I've done the Radio Row thing quite a bit. It interviewed the Burger King, I think was my own personal highlight.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I mentioned the janitor in Phoenix that you got to yesterday. We were talking about that.
That's very impressive.
Last time I went was with you in New Orleans for the Harbaugh Bowl.
That was good. You remember we talked to... just coming off his rookie year,
Russell Wilson.
He raved about the soon-to-be Bears coach, Mark Trestman, who he knew at North Carolina State.
What we'd learn a couple years later is Russell Wilson would pretty much rave about anything.
Yeah.
He's not going to rock any boats anywhere at any time.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned, too, that... The Rob Gronkowski interview was an absolute disaster.
Complete disaster.
Yeah, we shared a little bit of audio yesterday from Super Bowl promotional interviews. Boers and Bernstein years ago had a Vikings offensive lineman and John Madden on at the same time, both over the phone. And it was
Anthony
Herrera.
We're doing well. You guys, everything seems to be okay?
Yeah, everything's great here in California.
So good.
We could not find the key to unlock Gronk.
No.
Man, it was brutal.
The one I remember you guys dying with was Bill Bidwell.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the owner of the Cardinals, and he just, I don't think he had a lot left going on upstairs and a lack of interest in general as well.
Yeah, that followed a 20-minute loss of power at the site. Of where we were doing our show from. Those were some Sonys that met their demise when we went into break after Bill Bidwell.
How many Sonys have you broke in your radio career?
I don't know,
three or four pair.
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah.
So today...
I ain't proud of it, but, you know,
it's fine.
It happens.
Today, one of my favorite segments of the year... And we did it on the Spiegel and Parkin show.
I saw you tweet about it, and that's what I figured it was going to be.
And then we did it last year on this show, so it'll be the third annual rapid fire random Super Bowl prediction. Mac and I do not know who Nick Shepkowski has booked, but there should be at least 20 guests lined up at 4:00.
Wow.
Some A-listers, some not. And it will be random, it will be haphazard, and it's Shep's birthday, so we felt like that was an appropriate present. To really, really stress him out. Because I love the segment for what it is on the air, for the randomness, but I also just love watching the executive producer squirm.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
It's that assignment, and when we have a mock draft, when the Bears are picking 8th or 9th, and he has to make sure the
43rd,
first 7
you
or 8.
The 43rd
mock. Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Let's do those first 42 before the Bears say, it's Josh Jones time
Houston. 42 different guests. You can't even double up when one team has the same pick.
Here's this offensive lineman from Boise State you've never heard of.
You guys are giving me great ideas. I like that. Write it down, Shep.
Sick.
Yeah, right. Write it down. And then Pat Manley will join us at 4:40 for his analysis and the angle of what's it like playing in a Super Bowl when you want no one to know that you're playing in a Super Bowl?
You know, and it's interesting. Pat, good for a couple other things, as he always is. But, you know, we talked to some people. A lot of people rooting for Robbie Gould.
rooting for Pat's buddy. Like, that's their rooting interest on Sunday. Go Niners, get Robbie Gould a Super Bowl.
Hmm.
Surprised me that that was compelling for people.
I could
people.
See that Pat would have that rooting interest in the Gould family.
At, huh? Yeah, apparently
Boy, that's, yay.
This is the closest a bear can get.
We got him now.
And then Greg Olsen, we had fun going down the list of tight ends since the Greg Olsen trade, since his Panthers career.
Yeah, I heard you
yesterday.
Mention it. We're kind of horrifying. Out on that. We talked about it yesterday. He's going to get hurt.
Oh no, I'm not interested in him.
Yeah.
I'm just interested in the idea that they didn't want him, and then that other team, Carolina, they didn't have to worry about tight end. Yeah. Can you imagine not worrying about tight end for that long? You know? It's a decade.
It's been a long time.
It's 10 years of not really having
you're right.
We really need a tight end. It's been a lot.
It's the tight end version of the graphic of the number of quarterbacks the Bears have had since Aaron Rodgers has been there.
That's
right. That's great. Exactly.
Have you ever gone to the game itself?
I've never gone to the game itself, and I've only done Radio Row once. I came up a little bit behind the prime of sports talk radio, just sending shows from markets that weren't there for the entire week. But the 1 week we were there, it was one of my best weeks ever. I almost said funnest, which Max said yesterday on the air.
I said that yesterday. That's kangaroo great. Court. That's findable.
Just like the random things that you get to do that you would never be able to do as the local show in Kansas City. Like, my old producer does incredible impressions, and we like roped in Caliendo to sit down and grade his impressions. JB Smoove of Curb Your Enthusiasm hung out with us as Leon Black from Curb for 20 minutes. Went to Odell Beckham and Joe Hayden's suits and sneaker party at the W Hotel.
That's the story I remember.
Because his bodyguard sat down in the extra chair of our radio row table, Joe Hayden's did, when he was doing a Fox Sports hit.
Okay,
and so Joe Hayden didn't come on the show, but the bodyguard thought that we were funny. So he invited us to the suits and sneakers party.
Whatever it takes.
So out of place. Yeah. But so
I would
much
imagine so.
Fun. Right. Joe Hayden left for like 90 minutes, came back, and we were still sitting in his little bottle service roped off table. He's like, who are you and why are you still here? All right, we'll leave and we'll go hang out with Jameis Winston. So just like random crap that happens at the Super Bowl, man. I wish we could have been there, but maybe next year.
It's up to the Bears.
I've never experienced All-Star Weekend as far as being in town while that's going on. So that intrigues me. I've never gone to the Super Bowl game itself. I've been in the town when the Super Bowl's been taking place a number of times. I'm wondering how All-Star Weekend compares to that, just as an event with all the kind of periphery things that happen at the same time. I don't know. So I'm looking forward to having the All-Star game here while I live here, and then just seeing how that is compared to the Super Bowl.
It's going
to
be great. I am very excited. Got my credential today. All-Star Weekend. I'll see you there.
Nice.
Let's do it.
All right, boys. Have fun.